The Clothes Swapping Revolution. Listen to a radio program about clothes swapping. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 7 with the sentence endings A to J. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to your favorite weekly program, The Good Life. This is Jeremy Hall, and I'm very happy to have Janine and Nicole with me.
Hi. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
So, you two are very special friends, and if I'm right, you bonded over a shared love of do-it-yourself fashion. Is that correct?
Yes, Jeremy. We were both unhappy with how much waste the fashion industry creates. So we came up with a new idea, asking people to give us their old clothes and then organizing swaps for free.
We started our first swap meetings in Birmingham, meetups where people could donate their clothes and save money. Now, our clothes swaps are very popular. We get hundreds of pounds of clothing donations each month. This helps people save money and the environment.
So, that's fantastic. But I mean, for free? How is that possible?
People were surprised that it was all free. If people aren't making money, they don't usually care. Giving away something for free without expecting anything back is very rare. We don't ask for anything. We don't even ask people to post and tag us on Instagram. There's no catch. You save money and help the environment.
And how does it work?
At first, people were unsure, but now we have lots of followers. Since March, we've had about 5 events per month. Birmingham Indoor Market is our main swap event, every second Saturday of the month. We're also at the Red Brick Market every last Sunday. We usually get over 100 people visiting us, and about 50 of them donate clothes to swap. We estimate each person donates about £6 to £10 of clothes, so we receive up to £500 of clothes per event. We often have extra donations, which we save for future events.
100 people is a lot. What makes your event so special?
Unlike charity shops, people make connections at our events. It's fantastic to see strangers laughing and talking. It's not just a place to shop for free, but to meet people and build a community.
That sounds great. The idea of community seems to be at the core of what you do.
Yes, it has always been. I'm a community organizer, and Janine is an anthropologist.
And a food enthusiast. I was born and raised in Birmingham, and I give food tours in the city. I love finding hidden restaurants that serve culturally relevant dishes that are generally underrated. Overall, I am passionate about helping my community and providing useful resources for everyone.
I should ask for some dinner recommendations then. How do you make your swapping activity financially sustainable?
We make reusable tote bags, candles, stickers, and buttons, and sell them at our pop-up events. We also accept donations.
Our goal is to open a physical space where we can host more workshops, like mending and fabric dyeing. We'd love to expand outside of Birmingham.
Well, best of luck, and thanks for sharing your inspiring story with us. Now we have some live questions from our listeners.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to your favourite weekly programme, The Good Life. This is Jeremy Hall, and I'm very happy to have Janine and Nicole with me.
Hi. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
So, you two are very special friends, and if I'm right, you bonded over a shared love of do-it-yourself fashion. Is that correct?
Yes, Jeremy. We were both unhappy with how much waste the fashion industry creates. So we came up with a new idea, asking people to give us their old clothes and then organizing swaps for free.
We started our first swap meetings in Birmingham, meetups where people could donate their clothes and save money. Now, our clothes swaps are very popular. We get hundreds of pounds of clothing donations each month. This helps people save money and the environment.
So, that's fantastic. But I mean, for free? How is that possible?
People were surprised that it was all free. If people aren't making money, they don't usually care. Giving away something for free without expecting anything back is very rare. We don't ask for anything. We don't even ask people to post and tag us on Instagram. There's no catch. You save money and help the environment.
And how does it work?
At first, people were unsure, but now we have lots of followers. Since March, we've had about 5 events per month. Birmingham Indoor Market is our main swap event, every second Saturday of the month. We're also at the Red Brick Market every last Sunday. We usually get over 100 people visiting us, and about 50 of them donate clothes to swap. We estimate each person donates about £6 to £10 of clothes, so we receive up to £500 of clothes per event. We often have extra donations, which we save for future events.
100 people is a lot. What makes your event so special?
Unlike charity shops, people make connections at our events. It's fantastic to see strangers laughing and talking. It's not just a place to shop for free, but to meet people and build a community.
That sounds great. The idea of community seems to be at the core of what you do.
Yes, it has always been. I'm a community organiser and Janine is an anthropologist.
And a food enthusiast. I was born and raised in Birmingham and I give food tours in the city. I love finding hidden restaurants that serve culturally relevant dishes that are generally underrated. Overall, I am passionate about helping my community and providing useful resources for everyone.
I should ask for some dinner recommendations then. How do you make your swapping activity financially sustainable?
We make reusable tote bags, candles, stickers, and buttons and sell them at our pop-up events. We also accept donations.
Our goal is to open a physical space where we can host more workshops, like mending and fabric dyeing. We'd love to expand outside of Birmingham.
Well, best of luck, and thanks for sharing your inspiring story with us. Now we have some live questions from our listeners.